The month of January promises to serve up lots of excitement, angst, and pressure for many Olympic hopefuls from the Northwest. They've got about 3 weeks left to qualify for a spot on the U.S. team bound for the Winter Olympics. The games begin in Russia in early February. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Sun Valley, Idaho.
More than two dozen skiers, snowboarders, and skaters from Oregon, Idaho, and Washington have a plausible shot at making the U.S. Olympic team in 2014. Relatively few American athletes have secured their Olympic berths so far. Most slots are still up for grabs. A lot of the Northwest athletes are what you might call on the bubble, meaning they have to post career-best performances or see a rival stumble in order to punch a ticket to Sochi. Alpine skier Haley Duke of Sun Valley feels the pressure.
Well, it's, you know, do or die. You go out there and either you perform or you don't, and you better leave it out there, otherwise you'll have questions the rest of your life.
Duke has a claim on comeback story of the year if she makes the Olympic team. She had brain surgery last February to remove a benign tumor. Now here she is on her home mountain, slicing through a slalom training course with authority.
My skiing is just now starting to evolve into what it used to be a long time ago. So it's exciting to feel it. Is the stress there? Absolutely. I have to get myself to the race. I don't have the national team behind me.
Duke is by no means unique, trying to return to peak form in the nick of time. Another Sun Valley skier, Wingtai Barrymore, is coming back from double knee surgery. U.S. ski team coaches and officials will wait until practically the last possible moment to finalize their team selections. In many disciplines, athletes will get the happy or sad news between January 20th and 26th. I'm Tom Bonsi in Sun Valley, Idaho.